Blog Talk Radio.
We should know. Did you know, and I'm going to put the cart before the horse, that our kings had to not only copy Yahweh, they were required to study those words daily. Now, I said this, that should tell you something. If it's good enough for our kings, it should be good enough for us. This is the Real Talk for Real People section. My name is Yamsuf Arif. And if you missed anything, we'll talk about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Yah, that's what we're talking about. Bless and praise his holy name. And also we're making reference and talking about his people, his treasured ones, whom we like to call niggas and so on, because of our social engineering and conditioning of the auspices of the last kingdom, universal white race supremacy. Yeah, we have been taught to mistreat, abuse, and dominate one another. We have been taught, unfortunately, when we see one another, let the hackles on your back raise up like a pit bull and attack. It's true. The evidence does lie. I'm not lying on us. That's why we need this word of Yah, to know how to treat him, how to fear and respect him, and to know how to appreciate and love and respect one another, along with Yah. is true. So if you think just because you woke up in this captivity for some innate reason, and most often it's Yah woke you up, and all of a sudden you find out, yeah, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. I'm something special. I can treat my brothers any kind of way I want to, just like our enemies do. Man, you ain't fully woke, okay? Your thinkers is broke. Your thinkers entirely warped because you can't get this without studying this and the application of said studies in regards to one another and certainly in regards to Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. See, Yah didn't leave nothing to chance in our happenstance. That's why these studies are here. These studies apply to every aspect of our life. Just like our enemies are in control, every aspect of our life, law, labor, politics, warfare, you name it, I call it. Yah was in charge of every aspect of our life. That's why he left this information for you. It's just that simple. And the only way you're going to get to it is study to it, as our kings were required to study. You should be required to study also. Don't leave it by chance and a happenstance how to treat your brothers and your sisters. That you shouldn't go around talking about folk you don't know what you're talking about. Or you taking tattletales and telling it even more. Well, somebody told me, somebody told him before that. That so-and-so, brother so-and-so, and sister so-and-so. See, you need to shut your mouth. If you are not witness to what they're saying, you got no business saying it. That's how you treat your brothers and sisters. If you are not witness or privy to what they're saying, shut your mouth. You can't say what somebody said, but somebody told them before that. That's not the way to treat your brothers and our sisters. But we're good for that because our enemies have taught us quite well. They don't even have to kill us no more. They've taught us how to kill each other and write rap songs about it and give you $1 million. It's true. And that's why these studies are urgently needed, one of the reasons, because we know how to approach the Most High. We know how to do what he said, when he said, and how he said. Furthermore, we know how to treat one another, not like something tacky, trashy, and terroristic, but rather a treasure, as Most High sees all of us, each of us, not something special individually, but something special as a collective. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Tonight, Sister Aviyah is with us. No, she's on a sabbatical. She ain't talking. She just studies. She's writing down stuff like all of us should be doing. Brother Cartrell of New York City is with us. Oh, many more students are with us tonight, as always. As I said, I brought to your attention 5,000 plus students have studied with us. And I suspect they continue to study with us. As a matter of fact, also in addition, they're from all over the world. Algiers, Sudan, Niger, Japan, South Korea, Canada, Russia. It's true. A lot of people elect to know about Yah. And we're duty-bound and morally obligated to do so, to teach them, to instruct them, to show them not my way, because Yam Su can't do nothing for you, but to show you Yah's way. That's what this show, this study show, is all about, to show Yah's way. And what do I know about the fellow students? I suspect that they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's why they come. They keep coming. And for as Cartrell and Sister Aviyah is concerned, that they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength too. And they love their brothers and sisters as themselves. Furthermore, they must love themselves. See, it's hard to love somebody when you hate what you look like and you love to kid it. But if you love what you look like, you're not willing to kid it, mistreat it, or dominate it. So they're rather humble individuals. Knows the fundamentals, knows the codification, and study those daily, as we all should do. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Brother Cartrell on and introduce him to you. Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Brother, your mic is hot, big bro. Shalom.
Bless Yah, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One, Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Brother Yam Sufari, shalom. May the Most High bless you. How you doing, huh?
Thank you. Thank you, big bro. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And you and your family?
As well as you are.
Thank you, bro.
All the blessings you bless me with, may the Most High bless you with.
And the same here, my brother. And the same here, big brother. Goes for you. Praise God.
Praise God. And we got to stop pointing the finger at universal white racist supremacy.
Right.
Because they didn't put us here in the problems that we got right now.
No.
The problems we got right here now is the curse part of the covenant that the Most High made with us.
Mm-hmm.
And way before we knew universal white racist supremacy,
mm-hmm.
we was a monstrosity.
Exactly.
We was a monstrosity. That's how we got here.
Exactly.
They didn't teach us this. No, we was doing this a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
being hateful of each other or taking advantage of each other.
Exactly.
Didn't Joseph's brother throw him in a well and sell him and tell his father, why be supposed to kill him?
Yep.
And they ain't seeing fed yet. So it starts early, and universal mm-hmm. white racial supremacy was not around back then.
Mm-mm.
All right?
Exactly.
So our problem is our problem. We got to be like King David. Got to mm-hmm. look in the mirror as a nation. No, forget about universal white racist supremacy and what they've done to us with this Stockholm syndrome. No. Y'all gave us a solution
mm-hmm.
back then and now. It's the same. The same solution that he gave our fathers is the same for us. And he knows that we act just like our ancient fathers. So we can't point fingers at the white man for our problems.
Right.
We generate our own problems.
What part sure. we play? What part we play?
Yes, sir. No doubt. No doubt.
Thank you.
Can't give them that credit. Can't give them that glory. It's on mm-hmm. us. What we going to do? You're talking about what they doing. No. Y'all ain't looking at what they doing. He looking at what you doing. Because just like he gave us solutions in the ancient times, he's giving us solutions now.
Exactly.
We better activate them. And don't point your finger, because you can't blame nobody.
That's why we got to study, Cartrell.
Yes, sir.
Just like our kings were required to study. If it's good enough for our kings, it's certainly good enough for us. Praise y'all, Cartrell. Thank you, brother. And you're certainly yes, correct. Sir. But what part we play? What part did our ancients play? What part do we continue to play? And our mistreatment, abuse, and domination of one another. What part do I... Yes, they play a part. But the onus is not simply on our enemies. The onus lies at our feet. And they mistreated Mose. And so on and so forth. It's true. Praise God. The very one that we're about to study, because he's bringing to you these words from the Most High. In chapter 17 of Devarim. Let's say it again together. Devarim. Let it roll off your tongue, not Deuteronomy. That's a Greek word. It has no relevance to what we're studying. Praise Yah. Are you there, chapter 17? If Katriel's done, we're ready to move on. Are you ready, brother, big bro?
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. You shall not sacrifice to Yah, your Elohim, a bull or sheep which has any blemish or defect. For that is an abomination to Yah, your Elohim. If there is found among you within any of your gates, of your tribal gates, which Yah your Elohim gives you, a man or a woman who has been wicked in the sight of Yah by reference of this, your Elohim, in transgressing his covenant, his contract, and who has gone and served gods and worshiped them, something serious, people, worshiping other gods or something serious. Either these gods be the sun, moon, or any other host of heaven, which I have not commanded you, and it is told you, and you hear of it about this individual, then you shall inquire diligently. And if it is indeed true and certain that such an abomination has been committed in our land, you can't do it here, in Israel, for they're going to lock your butt up, then you shall bring out to your gates that man or woman who has committed that wicked thing, worshiping other gods, and shall stone to death that man or woman with stones. Whoever is deserving of death shall be put to death, worshiping other gods, is deserving of death to Yah. On the testimony, that the testimony can't be one individual. Now, this should happen only on the testimony of two or three witnesses. This person shall be put to death on the testimony, shall be put to death on the, shall not be put to death, because see, people could be mad at you. Your husband could have issue with you. Wife could have issues with you. Or your little children could be mad at you. So that's why this is a more solid, accusation when you have two or three or more witnesses, not on, on the word of one individual.
Yes. How many witnesses do we got to date? Does Creflo Dollar, T.D. Jake, Frederick Price?
Mm-hmm.
They got millions of witnesses that they teach in about idolatry.
Exactly.
Today.
It's true.
Right?
It's true.
So the Lord we're reading about now, I mean, these dudes just put themselves out there. You got millions of people looking at you promoting idolatry.
Exactly. Bottom line. Go catch up with them too, Cartrell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's true, my brother. Big bro, it's true.
We seem to be serious about this. He ain't playing. This is scripture.
And it's something serious.
You love scripture? You love the Holy Bible? What's y'all saying about these ministers out here promoting idolatry?
Exactly.
All you need is two witnesses.
Right.
These dudes are promoting like millions of hits, millions
exactly.
of likes. Okay. We like y'all, but damn.
It's something serious, brother. Idolatry. And that's why... we shouldn't be casual in our approach to Yah, because he don't see himself casually. And for you to go and worship something that your enemy has provided for you in his captivity, it's insane, ludicrous. So be very careful of the gods your enemy provides for you. Praise Yah. You shall do, okay, let me go back. Whoever deserving of death shall be put to death on the testimony of two or three witnesses. He shall not be put to death on the testimony of one witness. The hands of the witness, all these witnesses, shall be the first against him to put him to death. First one to throw the stones. Afterwards, the hands of all the people, everybody else got to put their hands on him. You shall put away the evil. This is a national thing. It is not the witness's thing. We should all be in unison, gathered ourselves together in its auspices to get rid of, because it's all our duty. That's why everybody's required to put their hand on that individual. And again, just like Aretha Franklin said, some rock steady. Go ahead, Cartrell.
So there will be a lot of eyes coming at Creflo Dollar, T.D. Jake, Reverend Porkchop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what reminds me of? Did you see that movie by Richard Pryor, Which Way Is Up?
Yeah, I remember it with the Pointer Sisters.
Yeah, they had Reverend Pryor running out the church.
Exactly.
And all those witnesses that sees teachers in the times we live in, Creflo Dollar, T.D. Jakes,
right?
All these ministers preaching idolatry, they would get rocks upside their head.
Exactly. But you know,
thousands of witnesses.
I was thinking that person would be covered, inundated with those rocks, covered over. Little rock mountains. It's true.
And it would be expressing Yah's fury at people who
exactly.
worship idols.
Exactly.
Or lead people into idolatry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's why Yah's after with the hands of all the people. So thank you, Katra. You should put away the evil from among you. Everybody should be associated with the fact of putting this evil from among us. Now, if a matter arises which is too hard for you to judge between the degree of guilt for bloodshed, between one judgment or the other, or between one punishment or the other, matters of controversy within your gates that you have some doubts about, then you shall rise and go up to the place in the land of Benjamin to that temple, which Yahyo Elohim chooses, which he chose. You should come to the priest, the Levites, and to the judge there in those days and acquire them. They shall pronounce upon you the sentence of judgment. You shall do according to the sentence which they pronounce upon you in that place, which Yah chose. You shall be careful to do according to all they order you, according to the sentence of the law in which they instruct you, according to the judgment which they tell you. You shall do. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left, the sentence which they pronounce upon you. Now the man who acts presumptuously will not heed the priest who stands to minister there, but Yah, your Elohim, or the judge of that man, shall die if you go outside of what the priest has informed you. So you shall put away evil from Israel, and all the people shall hear and should fear. No longer act presumptuously, getting yourself other gods. Katria,
How does that compare to American justice system?
Man, that's the best justice system in the universe, what Yah has provided for his nation. America is dubious. Let me explain. America's judicial system is dubious at best. See, what they do, they take murders of men, women, and children, known murders. The evidence is solid concrete. They put them in jail sentences and jail places. Sometimes they kill them, and sometimes they don't. And they give them 20 years. They sit in the jail cell, eat bun buns and cupcakes while reality shows, while your reality dissipates. And they go about right after their parole and go kill somebody else. This universal system here is laughable, Israel. It doesn't deter anyone from committing murder. It encourages them to. Matter of fact, they write rap songs about it. I'm going to do 20, and I'm going to put you down 20 feet. Go ahead, brother.
So I'm going to show you the difference between the system we live under and the system you just read about.
Exactly.
America doesn't go to the Roman Catholic Church for final judgments. They go to the Supreme Court.
Exactly.
And the Supreme Court, the judges in the Supreme Court are appointed, not even elected, by the president, right?
Exactly.
Which shows a difference between our system. We have judges, and if a matter becomes too hard for the judges, where do we go?
We go to the temple, to the Levites.
Yah's house. We're going to let Yah make the decision, right?
Exactly.
By way of the priest.
Exactly.
And once the priest get word from Yah about the situation, what do you say? You better follow it.
You don't deter from it. Nor to the left, nor to your right. You got to follow it. Once you come to ask, you better follow it.
So this shows you that the affairs of men are not only mental or physical, but they take on a spiritual component. When things get too hard on the mental and the physical level, you have to take it to the spiritual level.
Exactly.
And that's what our nation did. The judges can't solve it. The elders can't solve it. The princes can't solve it. We need to take it to the Most High. What are the priests going to tell us to do? Huh?
The Supreme Court.
Who's the Supreme Judge?
The Most High.
Okay. There you go.
The real Supreme Court, God's real.
All praises, because Yah is the Supreme Judge.
Exactly. Thank you, my brother. God's real, fellow students. Let's come to a conclusion. Remember I told you about our kings, their requirements, principles, and not only that, you're going to find out something that got our King Solomon in trouble. Too many women. Okay, when you got a whole lot of women, you lose focus. Okay? One woman can get your mind off track. Imagine 700. Come on. Your mind is a ball of confusion. Y'all don't want his people in a ball of confusion, okay? okay? You need to be focused on some things, but while our kings are concerned, there's a much more imperative, your people. Women can get you off track. Ask Solomon. Ask Samson. Samson. Especially if she's a bad woman. Ask Adam. One woman can get you off track in those two cases. But a whole lot of women can get you in real big trouble. In the case of King Solomon. When you come to the land, which Yah, see, you can't even do this in the first place. You ain't in your own land, got all these women in the first place. When you come to the land which Yah your Elohim is giving you, and possess it, and dwell in it, and say, I will set a king over me like all the nations that are around me. You should surely set a king over you whom Yah your Elohim chooses. You can't choose yourself to be king. I know a lot of y'all like to thank you all, but you can't choose yourself. I will set a king over me like all nations. You're saying this. You should surely set a king over you whom Yah your Elohim chooses. One from among your brethren. See, you can't go and vote for Jim Jordan to take care of you in Congress. You can't vote for Joe Biden to look after your interests. You can't vote for Schumer of New York to look out for your interests. You only should appoint brethren over you.
And you better not choose Donald Trump.
You better believe it, because Donald Trump don't like you. You should choose one from among your brethren. You should set as king over you. You may not set a foreigner. Can you dig it? I know you hurt me. Let me repeat it. You shall not set a foreigner over you. You may not set a foreigner over you who is not your brother.
Raise your hand if you register to vote.
You're setting folks over you. If you don't know, now you know. I like that fellow from Biggie Small from New York City. If you don't know, now you know.
Are you a registered voter?
No. No, I'm not.
You should. If you're Israelite, you shouldn't be.
No. And for thy king, thank you, Katriel, big bro. But he said, far as thy king is concerned. He said, but he should not multiply horses for himself. He shouldn't get into a position for gain, financial gain, have a lot of horses and all that kind of stuff. Just show up, show out, and show up. Nor cause the people to return to Mizraim to multiply. You shouldn't even put your people, send your people back to learn the arts of horse breeding in Mizraim. For Yah has said to you, you should not return that way again. And Yah don't even want you, anxious to go even go back to Mizraim for anything, to learn horse breeding or anything. So I don't even want y'all to go back that way. Y'all will get tainted. Okay? Think about this captivity. Y'all don't even want us to come back this way, because you can get tainted. You should not return that way again. Neither shall he multiply wives, try to get all them women. Like I said, King Solomon learned the hard way, not the smart way. And that's in our land. And this captivity, I don't know what some of you brothers the hell y'all are doing. Okay? And number one, in our captivity, we provided household for our women. See, Leah and Rachel, they were living in the same tent. They had their own tents. They had their own units. All they knew, they were married to the same men. Those were brothers in a sense. And sisters in a sense. But they had their own spot. And that means you wouldn't take your two wives in captivity but getting food stamp and take their food stamp and providing food for them. You supposed to been provided for them. And if you can't provide for two wives, you shouldn't have two wives. Certainly in your captivity. Some of y'all may get mad at me, so be it. But it's true. A lot of y'all trying to wake up in captivity. Oh, I'm gonna get me 3-4 wives, can't take care of one of them. But you taking all their food stamp provided for the whole unit. And that ain't feeding everybody. You're not paying the house notes or nothing. You're taking a food stamp and welfare. You talking about you, the man. Man, grow up. Stop playing with yourself. If you don't know, as Biggie Small said, now you know. You're in captivity. You're not in your land, as said and suggested. And some things in our spot we could do. And plus, we could provide for women, different households, because we had our own land masses, our own food sources, and things of that nature. But when you're in captivity, you can't provide halfway for yourself. Writing to the government for $290 food stamps. But you want a wife, which you can't take care of in captivity. You ain't at home, people. It's just that simple. Neither shall he multiply wives for himself. Why? Lest his heart turn. Women can turn your heart away. You can lose focus. Nor shall he greatly focus on silver and gold. Because if his focus on just money and physical gain, he've lost the interest of the people. He don't care about the people no more. He only care about himself getting wealthy, feathering his nest. Y'all say he shouldn't greatly multiply silver and gold for himself. Also it should be when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write for himself. See, you should take Yah's word, and this is a study habit, good study habit, and write it down for yourself. Try it. Every chapter we go back and write it down. That's to help your studying mechanism. And after that, keep coming back studying, as our kings would did. He shall write for himself. He shall write a copy of this law in a book from the one before the priest, the Levites. It shall be with him, this king. He shall read it all the days of his life, as we do on the Real Talk for Real People show. That's why these studies are essential, people. That's why we push these studies, so they become second nature to you. And it should have been required for our king. Certainly in his captivity, it should be required for us. So Yah's word becomes second nature to you. And as a result, in all the days of his life, he may learn by doing so to fear Yah, his Elohim, and be careful to observe the words of his law and these statutes, that his heart may not be lifted above. See, he don't want no high-minded people. People stuck on stupid. He don't want no kings high-minded. And he certainly don't want our brothers and sisters high-minded, setting himself above the people. See, you could approach King Darwin. If he was in the street, you could approach him. He was a humble brother. But the kings nowadays that are not our kings, you better not run up to the carriage. But our kings were humble. If they were in the temple, you could approach them. And he treated us as himself, a brother, equals. That his heart might be lifted above his brother, that he may not turn aside from the commandments to the right hand or to the left. And that he may prolong his days and his kingdom. He and his children in the midst of Israel, our land, people. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cottrell, you have the mic and the chalkboard.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that he continues to drop on us chapter by chapter. If it's good enough for the king, it's good enough for the people.
Exactly.
And the same thing he's requiring of the king is required of the people. He said to keep all the words of this law. Who's supposed to do that? Just the king or the people?
No, all of us.
And the statute. Who's supposed to do that?
All of us.
To do that his heart may not be lifted above his brothers. Who's supposed to do that? The king or anybody?
All of us.
And that he not turn away from the commandment to the right hand and to the left. Who's supposed to do that?
All of us.
To the end that he may prolong his days in the kingdom. Who's supposed to do that?
All of us.
He and his children in the midst of Israel. Who's supposed to do that?
All of us.
So the king sets the example. If the king got to write the book, study the book, keep the book with him every day, we better be doing the same thing too. Right?
Exactly.
And the fact that he tells us, when you have come into the land with Yah, Yah let him give you, because that's it, to dwell in it and say, I will set a king over me like all the nations around and around about me. That's what we did. We wanted a king. That's why we got King Saul. You shall surely set him whom Yah, your Elohim, chooses as king over yourself. So it wasn't an election. We didn't have elections.
No.
Guess who chose our king?
Yah did.
All right. You shall set the king that Yah chose over you, one from among your brothers. I don't know why Yah registered to vote, but none of these people we're voting for are kings that come from us.
Exactly.
You may not put a foreigner over you. But can we put over us out?
Our brethren.
Foreigners.
Oh,
who
no.
Is not your brother.
No, you can't put no foreigners over you.
Only your brother, who you put over you to be a leader, he shall not multiply horses to himself. You know what that represents? It represents military might.
Mm-hmm.
Represents power. More horses you got, more powerful you are, son.
Mm-hmm.
No cause people to return to Egypt to the end that he might multiply horses. Go
exactly.
Back to Egypt, you're going to get some horses. We
right.
In Egypt now, right? How many horses do they got? The prophet said there's no end to their chariot. Every year they got new cars, right? How many horses
right.
In them cars?
Right.
You know, the Egyptians, Mizraim, trying to multiply horses. Nor to the end of you might multiply horses, you should not go back that way again. You should not multiply wives. So power and pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Wives, you just think about yourself. It's the heart. Turn away. You should not greatly multiply yourself, silver and gold. Power, pleasure, and money. How many people, how many leaders are stuck on that today, Yamsu?
Most all of them, Godriel, truth be told.
Oh, yeah. Power, pleasure, and money. Which Yah is telling our kings, our leaders, stay away from that. How hard is that for man to do?
Exactly. And that should apply to all of us. Each of us.
Oh, yeah.
It should apply to all of us. Power, money, and pleasure.
Ain't none of us kings, are we?
No, but it's good enough for the king. It should be good enough for us.
There you go. All praise to the Holy One, Yisrael, who gives us the codes. And we need to humble ourselves and follow the codes. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Bless his holy name. Kajrael, fellow students, thank you, brother. We're about to proceed to the last segment of the study. And Zama. Some of you call it Psalms. The correct name is Zamar, which means songs, and which is, okay, let me get there, 139, and it reads this. Now, if you think doctors got all the sense about your body when you pray to Yah to heal you or whatnot, Yah can explain something to you. Yah knows everything about you, your mental state, your physical state, and your spiritual state. Yah perfect knowledge of man. He's more smarter than any psychologist, any physician, or any spiritual leader. That's why we go to him in that temple. He has perfect, complete knowledge of you. So when you're praying to Yah to heal you mentally, physically, and or spiritually, that's a good thing. Just hope you're doing the right thing by Yah so you can get the right answers. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katria, you have the mic, the chalkboard, and the chalk.
Oh, praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our creator. What did the creator say? He said, I knew you before I placed you in your mother's womb. Your mother and father ain't know you was going to be a boy, a girl, tall or short, smart or dumb. Guess who knew? The Most High already knew.
Mm-hmm.
He already knew you before he placed you in your mother's womb. And King David knew that. And he's expressing that in his song to the Most High. Because he knows that beyond his mother and father, that Yah is his creator. How many of us know that?
If they don't
all
know.
Praise.
Now they know.
Now you know. All praise to the Holy One Yisrael.
Praise
so he's about to get into the mountains. Said about King David. Oh, Yah, you have searched me and known me. Does Yah know all of us?
He turned it up.
You know when I sit down and when I rise up. Does y'all know when we sit down and rise up?
You better believe it.
In other words, he knows your daily routine. You discern my thoughts from afar. Oh, you didn't know that Yah knows what you're thinking. That might be a little scary, right?
Yeah, but you better get your
mind
right.
I know what you're thinking.
You better get your mind right.
Oh, yeah, because you could fool me. There's a saying, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can never fool the Most High, ever. Okay? Because he knows your thoughts from afar.
Praise Yah.
You search out my path and my lying down. Y'all's watching everything we do, right?
Exactly.
How you working, where you talking, where you going. And are acquainted with all my ways. How many ways?
All of them.
Okay. You think, yeah, I know you slipping into that strip club. Okay. You know.
Making it rain.
Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, yeah, you know it all together. You know what you're going to say before you say it. Wow. You hem me in, yeah, behind and before, and your hand upon me. And yeah, Yah's hands upon all of us. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain it. Meaning, he don't understand the ways of the Most High, how he understand our thoughts, our ways, our days, our actions, how he created us before he placed us in our mother's womb. That's too much for us. Can't understand that. Where shall I go from your spirit? Can't hide from the Most High. But where shall I flee from your presence? There's no way you can go. If I ascend to heaven, how many people are trying to get to heaven, Yamsu?
A whole lot of them fools. But
oh, yeah.
They're not going to make it.
No, they won't. They think they could do it through NASA, send rocket ships up there, but I don't think so. It can't happen yet. Even if you go into the heavens, into space, guess what? Yah is there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. Who created Sheol, Yamsu?
The Most High.
And who's maintaining it?
The Most High.
Okay, so Yah's there too. Mm-hmm. You know, Sheol is what they call hell.
Yep.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even if there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me, because everywhere you go, Yah's there. We ain't waiting for him to come. Yah's everywhere. Omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. All-knowing, all-seeing, and everywhere. And all-powerful. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. Who created the darkness, Yamsu?
The Most High.
The night is bright as the day, but darkness is as light with you. So we know that Yah got nocturnal vision.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, he created creatures with nocturnal vision. They can see at night way better than we can, right?
Mm-hmm. Like cats.
Oh yeah. If he gave it to a cat, don't you think he got it himself? He can see
exactly.
Through the darkness.
Exactly.
For you form my inward parts.
What I tell you,
doctors can't explain the eyeball. They can't explain the brain. They can't explain why your heart is in constant motion. No, Yah did it. You know your body is 98 degrees on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
What's fueling that? Your body's 98 degrees on the inside regularly. What's fueling that? Do you know how hot 98 degrees is?
That's an inside thermostat.
Oh, yeah. Where it come from? What's it coming from?
The Most High.
We don't know. Because the Most High formed out in your parts.
Mm-hmm.
You knitted me together in my mother's womb. There it is. Your mother didn't knit you together. She didn't make those 12 systems that you got in your body. I praise you. Don't we praise Yah, son? So
you better believe.
Because that's what all mankind is supposed to do. We praise you. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Just think about the eyeball, Yamsu.
Exactly.
It's a tissue. But it gives you dimensions to see Yah's creation.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. And you got to appreciate the works of Yah, don't you? The sun,
exactly.
The moon, the stars, the air, the water, the food you eat, your family. You got to appreciate creation. My frame was not hidden from you because you made it when I was being made in secret. Intricately woven in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that will fall for me when I was yet there was none of them. So he's saying before I was even created, you already had a plan for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like,
yes,
all of us. How precious to me are your thoughts, Yah's thoughts, O Elohim. And we don't know Yah's thoughts. We know Yah's thoughts by his words. But his thoughts are more than what he put on words and on paper by way of his prophets.
Exactly.
Because he ain't telling you how he made the sun. He ain't telling you how he made the moon and stars and the heavens and the earth. He's keeping that secret to himself. How vast is the sum of them? If I could count them, they are more than the sands. I awake, and he's still with you. Are you still with Yah when you awake?
You better believe it.
Oh, that you would slay the wicked. That's the day we're praying for. Oh, Yah. Kill all the wicked in the earth. You want to go to the moon, Mars, Jupiter, let them go. Get them off the earth, the wicked. Oh, men of blood, depart from me. How many men of blood are on planet earth right now?
The number is astronomical.
Far too many.
Mm-hmm.
They speak against you with malicious intent. Oh, they don't appreciate their creator. They want to destroy everything that he made. Your enemies. Whoa. Creator has enemies? Take your name in vain. They're making a joke of Yah. They're talking about Darwin's theory of evolution, Big Bang. But they know Yah's name. Like, Yah, he don't even count. That's mythology. That's what them Negroes, you know, thought up. No, Yah is real. Do I not hate those who hate you? You know, mankind, science, hate Yah. They go against everything that Yah commanded us to do. He's genetically modifying his creation. He's trying to play God. Do I not loathe those who rise up against you? There's people that rise up against the Most High, Yah. I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. So
time
people say hate you. Huh?
Well, it's time and place to hate, Godre. It's time and place to hate.
Oh, yeah. They will call King David a terrorist and a hater.
And they certainly would.
Well, what's he hating? The things that he's hating is the things that you should hate.
The enemies
of
Yah.
We hate those who hate Yah, and we hate the wicked, don't we?
Exactly. And should
you could call us a hate group all you want, but there's things that we should hate, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
King David, true to form, he's saying, "Search me, O Elohim, and know my heart." Why would he say that? Because he knows his heart is pure. His heart is dedicated. His heart is faithful. His trust is Yah. And those are bold words. Because if you ask Yah to search you and your heart ain't with Yah, then that's the wrong thing to ask for.
You ain't lying.
Try me, because Yah gonna try you. Right? Won't Yah try you?
Did he try Job? He certainly did.
Job down to desolation. You may have boils all over his body. That's how much Yah will try you.
Mm-hmm.
And know my thoughts. Because Yah going to test you. Like, you get down to the point of Job, you got boils all over your body. You lost your family, your wealth and everything. Yah going to want to know what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
What you thinking?
Were
you taking account of your wife? Huh?
Where your mind at?
Yeah, because Job's wife told him, curse your God and die. Maybe that thought slipped into the mind. Maybe I should curse my God and die. Y'all looking at your thoughts. But Job's thoughts is like, no, this woman must be crazy. Curse God and do what? Yo, if I'm buck naked when I die, no, I can't ever curse the Most High. That was Job's thought, and the Most High knew it. Right? What's your thought? With the trials and tribulations that you face.
I'm not going to do that. I like to believe. I like to believe. I'm not going to curse God in hell. I'm not going to make things worse because I know they're Sheol. I'd be a fool. Just let me die. That's the end of the story. That's it. And then I go to Sheol or wherever I go. I'm gathered to my people. I'm good. But I'm not about to curse Yah, okay?
Try me and know my thoughts. All of us are being tried. And guess what?
Every day.
God knows all of our thoughts.
Every day.
And see if there be any grievous way in me. And lead me in a way of everlasting. King David always talking about the way of everlasting, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got to study the Psalms, because King David, his subject matter is that he wants to praise Yah forever. And he knows that the way of Yah is everlasting, that Yah will restore his soul. So, I mean, people quote Confucius and they quote Plato and Socrates and Aristotle. For me, I'm trying to find out what King David said about this everlasting, because I'm sure he knew, because he was so connected with the God of our fathers. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Thank you, brother. Big brother. Thank you, Yah. Praise and bless your holy name. Put in all us a right spirit, Contrail, that we learn what Yah requires of us. Learn to have that right spirit, that have that connection with Yah, and learn to know good from bad. I want to thank you, fellow students, for studying with us. I want to praise and bless the holy name of Yah. I would like for the Most High to bless each of you to understand the essence and importance of these daily studies. And don't take them for granted. And don't take them casually, as our kings did. You should nicely. Learn to be humble in regards to your brother and want to set your brother over you, not your enemies. Learn to not put your interest in war power for those horse for representative. Learn not to put your enemy in women power where you lose interest because you want to have some pleasure. Learn not to put your interests in anything uniquely important to you, but put your interests in the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and have it in humility towards your brothers and our sisters, and not set yourself above your brothers and your sisters. Our kings were required not to. You're not nothing special. We're all special. And treasure each one of us as Yah treasures each one of us. Praise and bless the Most High name. Contrail, do you have any closing remarks and comments, big bro?
So many jewels that King David dropped down in his song that he composed. Yah knew us before he placed us in our families, made us the children of our mothers and fathers. And he says we were written in the book. And we want to stay in that book, don't we?
Exactly.
If Yah writes your name out of the book of life, you're in trouble.
Real big trouble.
So we know that King David, huh?
Real big trouble.
Real big trouble, for sure. So we knew that, we know, we're learning that Yah created us before he placed us in the families that we belong to, before he placed us in our mother's womb. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. And we have to know that. We didn't come from no monkey, or we didn't come from one cell. It wasn't no big bang. It was the Creator who made the heavens and the earth, who formed us and made us before he placed us in our mother's womb. And he placed us in a book. He logged us in. And
exactly.
Based on our action, you're either going to be remaining in that book, or you're going to kick you out of the book of life. We want to remain like King David in the book of everlasting. You want to know Yah's everlasting way. He said, and see if there be any grievous way in me. We don't have grievous ways in us. And what are the grievous ways? Following the ways of the nation. Whether you want to be LGBTQ or democratic and worship idols. No, those are grievous ways to Yah. And we don't want that any part of us. We want to be led in a way of everlasting, just like King David. We want to be led in a way of everlasting. How about you, Yamsa? You want to be led that way?
Yes, sir. I certainly do, big bro.
we also we want to be led in the way of everlasting. This is what we see Yah is promising, everlasting life. But you might say the Old Testament is old, we got a New Testament, and this is what's new. No, everlasting never gets old. So we chasing everlasting. I don't know what you're chasing, but we chasing everlasting. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah and bless his holy name. It's been a pleasure, fellow students and brethren. May the Most High bless you. We love you. Shalom and good night.
Hey, stand in a circle of peace. 'Cause only the willing will see their dream.
We put the numbers in my sheet.